Good morning. 8:11 a.m. on March 15th, 2017, the Ides of March. Et tu, Brute. I don't plan to go to the Senate today, so the probability of my being stabbed on the Senate steps is pretty limited. Also, I'm also not Julius Caesar. So anyway, let's see, what am I going to do today? What am I going to talk about? I don't know. I don't really have anything I want to talk about today. Good morning. Little guy with his terrier mix. Little maybe Scotty dog, I don't know. Out for the morning walk. It looks like the same dog I usually see with an older woman. Always has a big smile. So I'm trying to keep my pace at 120. I'm trying to keep a 120 beat here. But the metronome doesn't want to work as long as the recorder is running. So I either have to carry a second recorder or a second phone for metronome, you know. That seems a little bit overkill. When I started it up, I walked for a little bit with it running, and it had quack, duck quack as the sound, quack, 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 quack. That was too giggle inducing. I had to change it over to wood block, which is much less laughable. So yesterday was not as productive a day as I wanted, although I did get a lot of little stuff done. I got two of the three conference proposals submitted. I need to write up Basecamp. I need to write up the what to do when you first begin. And I think the theme, I think the catchphrase is as good as you can make it. Because there's a lot of people who think that as good as you can make it means perfect. When the reality is, particularly the first book, as good as you can make it is really a low bar. It seems high. But the reality is, it's not going to be anywhere near as good as the second book. And the second book isn't going to be anywhere near as good as the third book. But here's the thing. If you don't publish books one and two, then book three is going to be book one. And it's not going to be anywhere near as good as book two. So there's a certain, you can't get better until you've failed a couple of times. You can't get better until you've made a few mistakes. Quarter share was not the first thing I ever wrote. It wasn't even the first book I ever wrote. The first book I wrote was my doctoral dissertation. It was the first novel that I finished. It's not the first story I finished, because I wrote a lot of really bad short fiction. Busy corner. Busiest corner in town. Not really, but in comparison, it's the busiest corner I go past every morning. This morning I had a school bus and a car. School bus went, car waited. I crossed, I don't care. Oh, let's see. Right over my head. Geese. About 100 feet out, but they were all in line, so they weren't talking much. So, I'm proud of myself because I pulled back from a discussion on Facebook yesterday. There's this a breakdown of what an ad hominem fallacy is versus what an ad hominem attack is. And the first comment was a long ramble from somebody who clearly doesn't even speak logic as a third or fourth language. The idea that that if all sources are... Monk post. If all sources are advocates, and all advocates are suspect, then all sources are suspect. Which is actually a legitimate syllogism. It's a legitimate logical argument. The problem is that it's a logical... It's a legitimate logical argument because a false predicate, if all sources... are advocates. Works out to be if source, then advocate. And if advocate, then suspect. The logical chain is source, all sources are suspect. And the problem is, it's a false predicate. It's a false statement. All sources are not necessarily advocates. Some sources are advocates. Some sources are not actually sources. It comes down to a failure to understand the difference between an opinion and a fact. So the sky is blue. In a certain context, that's a fact. The sky is sometimes black. But during the day, when the sun is out and shining through the atmosphere, the sky is blue, unless, of course, it's obscured by clouds, like my morning is now. But I know up above there, the sky is blue. And I know it's blue because of a particular chemical makeup in the atmosphere that reflects blue light. If there was a different chemical component, there's a different chemical makeup in the atmosphere, it would reflect a different set of colors. It wouldn't be blue, it might be green. Might be yellow. Might be something other than blue. So the sky is blue is a fact. Given a certain range of restrictions due to context, the sky is blue. Good morning, garbage truck. So that's a fact. 2 + 2 = 4. In some context. Base 10. Any base higher than 5, higher than 4, 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 in base 3 is 11. Don't get me sidetracked. But within the defined context, within the defined parameters of the argument, 2 + 2 = 4 is a fact. Now, the trick is you can prove 2 + 2 = 4 by putting down two things and then putting two more things to them and then counting them, and then that becomes 4. So you can prove that 2 + 2, 2 and 2 = 4. 1 and 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 1 = 3. You can prove those by putting counters down on the table and counting them. This is a physical proof, but it is a proof. Oh, green leaves. That's bad. So these are facts. These are not opinions. This is not an opinion. It's not just my belief. Or a belief that I happen to share with a few million or billion other people on the planet. It's a demonstrable, what we call a demonstrable fact. Basic numeracy. And what passes for argument in Facebook, and for the most part, is largely differences of opinion. It's my opinion that science is wrong. Now, you're allowed to have that opinion, even though one could actually argue that it's an inaccurate belief. So take the basic ideas of theories versus laws. There are laws of thermodynamics. There are mathematical proofs to justify the various laws. Of thermodynamics. I mean, just the basic, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. It's not a theory, that's actually a law. Gravity is a theory. And one of the interesting, I'm not sure how much faith I put in it, but there is a theory that gravity is not actually based on anything other than probability and some basic physics. A body in motion tends to stay in motion, and probability. So if I'm moving, then the probability is I'm going to keep moving unless something happens to change that. Which is sort of where the probability breaks down a little bit. But gravity is a theory, and you can test it every day. You can test it wherever you are. Just drop something. It always falls. If you measure it, you can measure how fast it falls. And if it's a lightweight item that has a big surface area, like a styrofoam sphere, then an equal mass of something denser will actually fall a little bit faster. Because of air resistance. Now, it's very small. It has to be very big before it's actually measurable in any real terms. But you can test gravity. It's just a theory. It's like evolution. It's just a theory. Like gravity is just a theory. Using the appropriate instrumentation, using the appropriate evidence, using the appropriate constructs, it's easy to understand how the theory of evolution came to be. Now, is it absolutely right? No, because it isn't a law. It's just a theory. Like gravity is just a theory. Like climate change is just a theory. But John 3:17 is not a theory. John 3:12, whatever the Bible verse is, I don't know John. I don't know John from Adam. That's not a fact. It's not even an opinion. I can argue the fact of what John 3:10 says in terms of a literal quotation. But as soon as I get into interpretation of John 3:10, now we're talking opinion. An opinion isn't a fact. Opinion is taken on faith, which is how it should be. But faith is just an opinion. And right now I'm facing the fact of being at the back gate, when tomorrow is, as a matter of fact, another day. When, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. Stop.